Welcome everyone to the Josh Robinson Show. I am, of course, Josh, and I am here with a very special guest today, the interview queen herself, Miss Alicia Atoot. How are you doing today? I am so excited that you're here, but thank you again for doing this. How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well. I had today kind of off, and meaning I wasn't traveling anywhere, so I did a lot of editing, filmed a lot of interviews, and yeah, it's been a good day, and now I'm capping it off with this podcast, so not a bad way to finish everything.
It's always I could imagine that you just are constantly probably traveling, whether it's by plane, by car, where however you decide to get around. But I could imagine that would be I want to say exhausting in a good way.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to put it. It's exhausting in a good way, because as you're exhausted, you're like, oh gosh, I just want to sleep. But at the same time, you're like, oh, I'm having so much fun doing this. I guess I shouldn't really complain at all. So yeah, exhausting in a good way is a good way to put it.
a good problem to have, I guess. I guess would be right. The way. But you are just an incredibly, incredibly busy woman as of late. Congratulations, by the way, on your signing with MLW. I'm super happy. I'm glad to see you kind of stuck to one spot, because you're kind of, listen, the last couple of years and just in wrestling in general, it's been a crazy year, but just the last year or so for you has been wild, just watching it as a fan and just watching it from afar. It's like, Alicia's doing some stuff right now. It's really cool to see.
Thank you. Yeah, it felt so good to have a place now I can officially rep all the time and talk about and call home, because you're right, before I was at a few different promotions, I mean, as far as like more majors go, and then I did tons of indie stuff and conventions, and it was awesome because it was all freelance. It was all for my DIY site still, and then whether it was doing the AEW stuff or Impact or whatever it may have been, it was just on a like show by show basis, which I'm super grateful for. Yeah. It was like really cool working with both companies. And then when MLW approached me, and they're like, hey, we want to kind of test the waters, have you out for a show, and we'll see what happens. And then we all liked what happened. And then they said, you know, we'd really like to look at this being more permanent. I was like, okay. And I'm really glad that it all worked out, because I couldn't be happier.
It's so cool to see you kind of just like plant your feet and just be like, I'm here, this is home. And I can tell just by watching that you're just genuinely happy and you're genuinely enjoying this, because there's nothing worse than, not just with wrestling, with whatever, is when someone is just there to be there and they're not enjoying themselves, because you see it all through the entertainment industry or just in life in general, but you can clearly see that you're just happy to call MLW home.
It just feels good. It's one of those things I never knew if it would happen. You know, it's interesting, because when it comes to shows, especially in wrestling, you know, you have a decent production team, you have a ton of wrestlers, and then there's usually only one of me, and then you have like commentators. So, you know, every company, let's say there's like five majors, aside from, you know, pretty much WWE, who's the only brand that have like more than two, let's say. Yeah. If you look at all the other big companies, there's only one real spot to be filled. So the fact that this brand kind of took that leap of faith in me, and they wanted me to be a face of their company, and they saw value in me, means so, so much. So that's why when I'm there, I'm happy, because one, I'm treated wonderfully there. I love the locker room. I love what I'm doing. So there's no reason to not kind of be happy whenever I have tapings, which is awesome. And the fact it shows through is great, because like half those promos, I'm either scared or offended. So the fact that you can still tell that I'm having fun is awesome.
It's just it's almost like when, you know, when something's almost too good to be true, and you're like, wait a minute, what's about to go wrong here, because this is all going too well. And I can just tell by the way you the best thing about you with MLW is that it seems like, and just by listening to other interviews that you've had, it seems like they're allowing you to be you. They're not trying to be like, be this and be that. They're kind of allowing you to do as you please, because you still produce a lot of other interviews and content on, you know, away from MLW, but just being you, because I feel like there's a reason you got signed is because you are Alicia, and you kind of present the best version of yourself like we all do. But you also, like, they're not changing who you are. You're kind of just like, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just going with the flow, and this brought me to the dance now, so why not keep doing the tango with it now, I guess.
Right, and that was the thing I really respected about them. They weren't bringing me in to do some, like, dumb gimmick or to not, you know, be exactly who they hired.
Yeah.
And by no means am I saying, like, other backstage interviewers have dumb gimmicks for me. What I'm saying is they could have done that to me, and they just wanted me, which is awesome, because one, that's super flattering and cool to know. But two, I mean, for the past, like, 6 years between doing music for 3 or 4 years and doing the wrestling for 2.5, 3, yeah, like, all I've done is be myself. Whether it's in character, gimmick interviews, my sit downs or promos, I'm always myself. Yeah. And that's, I think, the coolest part, is that I've been accepted. And I mean, hey, I won't complain about that. Like, that's a pretty awesome and, like, fun thing to have. I can just walk into work, be me on and off camera, and, like, people still find it entertaining. There's no BS. There's no weird, like,
yeah,
stuff attached to it. It's just me. And it's cool that I've been able to do that.
Yeah, it's cool for just a fan and just someone on the outskirts kind of watching in. It's just like, this is just really cool to see. And not only that, it's like, your journey is so crazy. You probably heard that so many times from so many different people, but it's such a fascinating journey for you, because for someone who is, we're both 90s kids, so it's like, for someone who's a similar age to me and just, like, absolutely killing it, not to blow smoke or anything like that, but you're just absolutely killing it with your own stuff, with your website, with MLW, and for someone to start with music, I mean, who can't relate to music? Like, I've always said, not everyone's going to love wrestling, but everybody loves music, because you're a crazy person. Exactly. If you don't love some form of music, in some weird, music is just a part of our lives. It's been kind of, it's with you since you were born, really. Like, you've always had music around you. So to start in music, I always ask this question with people with music. As a young Alicia, as a little child, what was going into your ears at that point? What kind of music were you listening to growing up?
Oh, I was all over the place. One day I'd be listening to, like, Duran Duran and Frank Zappa, and then the next day I was listening to The Shy Lights and, like, Otis Redding, and then I'd have a day where it's Fleetwood Mac and the Bee Gees, and then, like, yeah, and then one day I'd listen to, like, The Used and Taking Back Sunday and Dashboard Confessional. So I grew up, like, my parents have very eclectic tastes in music. Like, my dad's, like, a music wizard, and my mom just has such a great taste. So I just listened to everything. And so when I was a kid, like, most people had no idea who some of these bands were, especially older bands. And I would just walk into, like, a music history class and, like, you know, I was proud to be a know-it-all, because I was like, yeah, I know my music. So, yeah, those were like some of the bands, but I'm really just all over the place.
Me too. I don't really see genre of music, especially older. Like, I'm just like, if music's, there's good and bad music to me. If it's good, it's good. If,
yeah,
it's bad,
those are
it's
the
bad
genres. Yeah.
I listen to a lot of, like, I was like, especially my teenage years, I grew up on Paramore, and I grew up on My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy. Yes. That was kind of my, yes. I was definitely that kid that was like that pop punk, punk music kind of kid, especially as I was getting into, like, my mid-teens, like, you know, that point in your life where everything's just going wrong. It's just like, yes, put on some Paramore and let me just feel myself, like, this is how I'm gonna go with my day, like, that's just how I'm going. But as a kid, like, I listened to a lot of, like, ABBA and Fleetwood Mac and Duran Duran, like, all of that kind of stuff was, it's just, my mom was very much, like, boy band centric, and my dad was just everywhere with, like, similar to yours, so I just grew up on a lot of different kinds of music, which, I guess, I'm on an 80s kick right now. I'm on an 80s new wave kick. That's just me at the moment. I'm just listening to a lot of 80s new wave music. I can't explain to you why, but in 2 weeks it'll be different, and I'll be on, like, 90s rap or something. You know how it just all, short attention span in this life. But with you and, like, starting with music, how do you go from, like, just a fan of music to going, wait a minute, you know what? I think I want to interview some of these bands and these artists, because, I mean, by any stretch of the word, it's not easy.
No. I was actually at a concert with my sister and my dad. We went to see Bombay Bicycle Club. And so I was at this show, and my sister drew some artwork of the lead singer. So I actually tweeted them with an account I had, like, just made. It's not even the same Twitter account I have now. And I tweeted them saying, like, hey, my sister drew this art, sent them a photo. Would you be cool to sign it after the show? And their manager wrote me back and he was like, yeah, of course they will. It's great. So we're backstage. I had this really crappy, dinky little camera that I was just using to take pictures of the band and then, like, while they played. And then my dad was like, hey, why don't you try asking them two questions? And he just put me on the spot. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, just try it. And I was like, oh. So I did my, like, first 2Q video interviews, what I used to call them, and asked them, like, two ridiculously dumb questions. And then it kind of stuck. Then I started going to more shows, started asking a bunch of people, like, two random questions. And then once it started to kind of catch on and people started sharing it and talking about it, I was like, oh, well, I guess let's have some more fun with this. Maybe I'll get some better gear, and I can do the, ask them more than two questions. And the ideas kind of started flowing. And then once I started doing those sit downs, and the older I got, then the more I did, the better I got. I kind of decided, why don't I give this a shot? I really enjoy it. Let's focus on it. Because by the time, like, the timeline was kind of, I started my site when I was 16 or 17. Through those years, I just posted song reviews. And then about the third year in, when I was like 19, I started doing interviews. And I think I was like either out of school, I was out of school when I was 20, I don't remember. But I was out of school, I think around like 18 or 19. And then I started kind of taking it seriously once I was out of high school and really like grinding and going to tons of shows and interviewing like crazy and kind of being like known in the industry for interviewing. And then 3 years ago, the wrestling stuff came about
Which
super
is a
randomly.
wild, like, if music's wild, wrestling might be that little bit wilder. I don't even know. It's wrestling, like, is wrestling is really weird. I mean that in the best way possible, but it is a weird
Right.
world.
It's just bizarre. And the craziest thing is, this whole ride has just been so organic. Like, it was never anything I expected, never anything I necessarily wanted. Like, it wasn't a dream of mine per se to like be an interviewer or a personality or do what I'm doing, but it fell into my lap. And because I've been a wrestling fan and a music fan like out of the womb, I just was like, oh, this is kind of perfect. Like, I'm glad it fell into my lap because I enjoy it and I have always had a passion for it, and now it just like really randomly worked out.
Yeah, it's weird how things like that happen. It's just like, I don't want to say this doesn't mean like you're not working hard, because obviously you've done a lot of hard work, but sometimes things just fall into your lap and you're like, wait a minute, should I run with this opportunity or should I not? Because it's a weird point, especially being younger, and it's like, I don't know what I want with life. Like, I'm just a kid, like, running
Right.
around, and you can't even decide what you need for breakfast, let alone, what you want to do with your life. I mean, there's been many opportunities in mine. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a very indecisive person, so I'm just like, uh-oh. But it's so cool that you've just kind of taken the ball and run with it. I know that's a very cliche thing to say, but from music to wrestling, like, with wrestling and interviews with wrestling coming off of the music stuff, again, it's a very weird world. How did you find yourself in the wrestling world? Like, always a fan, always someone that was just like, this is pretty damn cool. We grew up in a very weird time with wrestling, so.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think mainly, like, my site got to a point where it was big on the music side of things. Like, it was starting to really be known, and I was really developing a fan base. And so it occurred, like, hey, why don't I try interviewing wrestlers and let's see what happens? Because I am a wrestling fan. It's a whole new audience. It's like a group I've never tapped into before. So let's try it. And then next thing you know, I did my first one. It went super well, and then I just never stopped. I kept doing more and more of them. And you mentioned kind of like putting yourself out there and rolling with it. And I definitely have rolled with a lot of random stuff, because I mean, the way that I ended up getting into doing backstage stuff is I was at a local promotion and their talent really liked my sit down interviews for YouTube. And they were like, hey, we need somebody to do our backstage promos. Like, you're here all the time. Are you interested? And if I didn't take that leap of faith in myself, and if they didn't want me to do it, I would have never started backstage interviews. If I would have just been like, ah, it's not really my thing, I'll just stick to what I'm doing, I wouldn't, one, be signed with MLW now. I wouldn't have done anything with AEW or had TV, or like none of that would have happened, because I would have just still just been doing my YouTube channel, So it's like one of those things where you got to take that ball and roll with it, because otherwise you don't know what's going to happen. Because taking that backstage stuff, led to me ring announcing for shows. Then it led to me literally opening shows, hosting panels for like Wrestling Legend. It led to so many things. So now anytime something new comes, I'm like, even if I suck at it for the first time, I'm just gonna like do it until I
Roll
get
with the
good at it. Because,
punches. Hell yeah.
right, you never want to lose an opportunity, especially in like the entertainment industry.
Yeah, because that's a dog eat dog world, the entertainment industry. I mean, you've seen so many countless different personalities just kind of dabble in it and then be like, like this is too hard. Because the easy answer when someone comes up to you and at a backstage show that you were mentioning and just said, hey, are you interested in doing backstage interviewing? You could have easily just been like, no, I'm kind of doing my own thing. It's doing
Exactly.
well. It's not like you necessarily, quote unquote, like needed it. You know what I mean? Like it was just like, I'm doing fine. I can keep continuing just to do what I do and I'll keep doing it. But just to say yes, because what's the worst that can happen? Honestly, it's just like you don't like it and you're like, this isn't for me. At least you tried. I always am kind of that try everything once kind of person. I've just kind of got that spirit about me, I guess. And I can see that with you, which is really cool to see. Not only that, wrestling's in a really good time. Let's just be honest. It's just being a fan. I know you're kind of inside of it now, but just stepping back as a fan, how cool is it to be a wrestling fan for whatever kind of wrestling that you kind of feel or whatever you're kind of watching? It's really a great time to be a wrestling fan.
Yeah, it's crazy because even if you don't like three quarters of what's out there right now, you still have a quarter left that you do like, and that's probably like 8 hours worth of TV per week. It's ridiculous, and it's one of those things where it's good and bad because it's so oversaturated now, and there's so many hours to watch. It's like, when do you squeeze it all in? Can you watch it all? I don't know. I haven't tried because I can't. Like it's too much. But then at the same time, like I said, if you're picky about the wrestling you like, or you only like certain brands or certain wrestlers, there's bound to be something now for you to actually enjoy and be hooked into because. You know, every spot has their highs and lows, but some places have some like really great wrestlers, great storylines. And you know, if you are a fan of wrestling, like the more the merrier, you get to be choosy.
Good
And
problem
if you want to
to
watch, right, if you want to watch it all, then just like literally 24/7 watch it. And if you don't, pick and choose. So it's a lot.
That would be the best way to describe it. It's a lot, but it's again a good problem to have. But there is an oversaturation of wrestling, I think. Because when do we draw the line with when's too much? Too much. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like it literally every day there's some form of new wrestling on, whether you're just watching like the mainstream stuff, indie wrestling, whatever it may be, there's so much happening. Like, if you're just a WWE fan or an AEW fan, that's still I mean, that's a lot of hours in a week just as is, not with all the other promotions that are going on as well, because there's just a lot of stuff. But again, it's a good problem to have, and I'm just very excited to be a wrestling fan in the year 2020, by the way. How futuristic does that sound? It sounds like we're in the future, 2020. But something, I've been going back and like, I've kind of going back and watching a lot of your interviews that I've watched, and I've just gone, oh my God, you've done so many. My favorite one, I think it's just because I have an undying love for this person, is Renee Young. I love that interview with Renee. I just think she's like one of the sweetest people, and it was just, I love the fact that all of your interviews that you do, whether it's music or wrestling, feel very like just two people having a chat and just talking about life. And that's what I kind of got with Renee and stuff like that. But you've mentioned on so many different podcasts that your bucket list interviews for wrestling would be The Rock and John Cena. Is it just because of this like, could you just imagine the magnitude of just being able to say, I just interviewed The Rock or I just interviewed John Cena? What's about those two guys that just go, I need to get those interviews.
So for me, it's less about their like how well known they are, and it's more about when I was a kid, especially being a 90s kid, like Attitude Era was awesome.
Oh
And so
yeah.
I mean, like when it comes to The Rock, like he was saying stuff that like no one should have ever been saying.
And we should
And
definitely not have been listening.
right, and he just had such an attitude about him and such a cool essence, and I always thought that he was just so fun to watch. Before he even got into like movies, I've been a fan of The Rock. And then when it comes to Cena, like you can't see me around the house. I have like a Cena necklace and like shirts, and it's like I just think he's awesome. So the fact that I've been a fan of them since I was so young, that's the main reason I want to interview them. But at the same time, like, yeah, it would be awesome to throw that into on my resume and be like, yeah, I have interviewed The Rock. I have interviewed Cena. And, like, plus the views would be great. So, like, I won't complain.
No, you never complain about that kind of stuff. I think you'll get there. I can't wait for the day where it's, like, pops up on my YouTube and I'm like, yes, she's got it. She's done it. She's there. I'm like, I'll remember this conversation. I'll be like, yes.
Fingers crossed.
I've got them both crossed. I'm ready to go. All my fingers and toes are crossed. Music-wise, have you got any on the bucket list for you music-wise that you just like, yep, they're on that level, I need to get them?
I really want to still interview Kiss, and I know I sound like a broken record because I talk about Kiss all the time, and I just, like, I'm obsessed with them, but I love them. I got to go to Finland for this festival called Rockfest over the summer in 2019, and I got to see Kiss, and this festival actually, like, flew me out to do social media and, like, influencer stuff for them, and they knew how much of a Kiss fan I was. They were able to sneak me into their meet and greet because Ooh. I was, like, working directly for the owner. So I got to meet Kiss, which, like, blew my mind. And I was like, oh, I need to interview them. I've been a Kiss fan since I was a baby, and I need it to happen. I don't care who it is. I just need it to happen.
Somebody.
I don't know, like, they're on their, like, 10th final tour right now, so we'll see.
Oh, yes. Classic Kiss.
Classic. But we'll see if it happens. That's one that does seem a little far-fetched, because I do find that music interviews are so much harder to get than wrestling. But I don't let anything kind of be out of question. I always leave it open.
Why is it, do you think, that is it just because music's on such a bigger scale than wrestling? Is that why it's so much harder, or is there another reason?
There's just this chain of command when it comes to getting music interviews that's very different from wrestling. Wrestling, I can usually hit up a promotion and be like, hey, I'd like to interview so-and-so, and they say yes. Or I could just interview or hit up a wrestler for an interview, and since they're DIY, they're like, yeah, of course, let's do it.
Yeah.
When it comes to music, usually I have to either tell the band, and then the band will forward it to a publicist who forwards it to a tour manager who forwards it to management, and then it goes from management to the tour manager to the publicist to the band. So it's like, it's this whole chain of command that, like, I understand why it's in place, but it's very aggravating at times when you compare it to wrestling, which is just so easy. So that's kind of almost. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of the biggest difference.
Yeah, so is Kiss your all-time favorite band?
No, my all-time favorite band would have to be the Beatles, just because of the catalog, how iconic they are. Yeah. And I don't even mean in pop culture. I just mean, like, to me. I love the Beatles. But up there as my favorites, I'd probably have to put, like, The Used, Maximo Park, Bombay Bicycle Club. I'm brain farting on, like, all my favorite bands right now.
I hate that. Don't you? I hate when you get asked and you're like, who's my favorite band? What music do I listen to? What's that?
Right. Who do I even like? Those are definitely a few. Like, I'm a huge, huge fan of a ton of English bands. Like, there was this crazy, like, time where it was just all I listened to was music from across the pond. It was all, like, indie bands. And I don't know. That just holds, like, such a close place in my heart. So
I love discovering new music. It's, like, my favorite thing in the world. It's, like, what is this band? Oh, my God, they have, like, three different records. I am going to go in there and just dabble in and just be immersed in that world of a band or an artist or whatever it may be. Just discovering their catalog is so fun. I remember when I discovered Paramore, and I was like, oh, my God, Paramore is my all-time favorite band. I just love Paramore to bits, and I just love – I think it's because I just grew up with them and stuff like that. There's something special about when you grow up with any band or artist and you're just like – you get me. You know what I mean? You're singing directly to me. Sure. I get you.
I completely understand that. Like, My Chemical Romance, today they just announced the North American tour.
Seen that. And I was like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, crazy.
I was like come to Australia, please.
One of my best friends texted me and he's like, we got to go. I'm like, dude, oh my gosh. Because I've interviewed Frank Iero separately. I've interviewed Gerard Way, but I've never interviewed My Chem because they were broken up by the time I had my site. So I need to, and I need to see them, and I need to, like, cry, and I need to hear that G chord so I can sing Welcome to the Black Parade.
You hear that? You dress just, something comes for the night. Over you. just ready. It's just so wild. I'm just so excited for everything for you. A couple of things, just because we are a 90s kid. Were you a Nicktoon fan? Nicktoons were your thing or no?
What is this?
Nicktoons, like Nickelodeon cartoons.
Oh my gosh, I was like, I've never heard it referred to as Nicktoon.
Is that an Australian thing? It might be an Australian thing.
I thought you were talking about something totally, I was like, what is a Nicktoon? I'm like, is that like a delicacy over there?
Yeah, we put it next to the kangaroos, it's fun.
Yeah, Nickelodeon. I watched a bunch of Nickelodeon cartoons growing up. Like, and then there was Nickelodeon, there was Treehouse, there was YTV, I think, too. I don't know if you guys had that there, but yeah, I grew up watching a lot of those shows. I'm Googling it now because I'm trying to.
I love that you're just like, yeah, I'm Googling this, because I do that all the time. If someone asks me and I'm like, yeah, I totally have them on my brain. Don't worry. I was like a big Rugrats guy. Rugrats, Rocko's Modern Life. I was all about those shows when I was growing up.
Oh my God. I love SpongeBob. Fairly Odd Parents was amazing.
Jimmy Neutron. I was a big Jimmy Neutron kid too.
Hair. Phenomenal.
Iconic almost.
Classified School Survivor got. Oh. I can't even talk. Survivor
got. I got you.
I'm going to close my tab and go back to listening, because like that's going to just distract me completely. How am I. What nostalgia.
I loved all those shows, Disney and Nickelodeon, like all of those. Lizzie McGuire and all that was my crack growing up. I was just, what a lovely teenage girl she was. I was like, Lizzie, I love you. Pretty sure I was going to marry Hilary Duff when I was younger. Pretty sure. No, it hasn't happened. Hilary, I'm still here, Hilary.
I love Lizzie McGuire so much, but I always felt so bad for Gordo until they took that to like Europe and they started having movie. Chemistry. So good. Lizzie McGuire movie.
Next time we chat, we will talk Lizzie McGuire exclusively. that's part two, everybody. Just get ready for that. But so many things coming up for MLW. I do want to venture back to those. What's some things on the horizon? There's a show this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct. We have a show in Philadelphia called Fightland. It is happening February 1st, so we are going to be in Philly at the 2300 Arena, completely iconic. A lot of the wrestlers are actually making their debut in Philadelphia for the first time, including the Von Erichs, so that is super, super exciting. It's going to be a banging show. We're taping for MLW Fusion, which is our weekly TV show, which airs every Saturday night for free on YouTube, so be sure to check that out too. Little plug, but it's just it's such a good company, and you know, it's amazing to see how much it's grown even since I've come on board. Like, we're looking at new TV deals, new locations, new places and cool venues we can venture to, and it's just going to be crazy, crazy busy when it comes to MLW. So if you're already a fan, that is so awesome, and thank you to everyone who's been so welcoming to me being on board now. I'm a part of the team, and if you haven't checked it out, I mean, as we talked about before, there's so much wrestling out there, and I genuinely believe that MLW is one of the best, because they put so much work into their product, so much work into their talent, and everyone there is just awesome. Like, it's the first locker room I've been in where I just feel like fully accepted and just really, really happy. So yeah, just check it out, guys. If there's a lot on the horizon, so whether it's a live show or you stream it, be sure to tune into MLW.
Streaming has changed wrestling. Streaming's changed the world, but streaming's changed wrestling, and I think it's all for the better, because there's access to things that, you know, someone like me who's across the world would never have access to, and now I can, right, which is crazy to me. But it's so cool to hear you say that and to hear the care factor that MLW put into things, because anyone can run a wrestling show, but not everyone can care about running a wrestling show. That's how I've always kind of seen it. And to feel like you're accepted and everything is just so crazy to hear. And I would be remiss in not talking about the way wrestling and the media is all changing towards treatment of women, and it's so cool to see. And to be someone who is just killing it is so awesome to see, just for someone that's just watching along. It's just like, I love just this female power that's come into the world in the last so many years in the entertainment world. But how is it for you being inside of the wrestling world and even music to a certain degree, of just seeing kick-ass women at the top?
It's super cool because I feel like it's such a long time coming, and it's almost like it shouldn't even be a thing. Like, you know what I
No,
mean? Like, it
yeah.
shouldn't even be a thing that's talked about. But it is, and like, you know what I mean by that? But
Yeah,
like,
I completely agree.
right. But at the same time, like, it's awesome that it's talked about because it needs to be. So when you look around and it's like you're not the only person in the locker room now that is female, or there's, woman headlining matches, and when it comes to like award shows for music, like women are winning crap left and right. Like, it's awesome. I've always kind of been like, I just don't see stuff in gender, you know what I
Me too.
mean? So
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
it's like I'll be in a locker room and I don't care who's in it, because we're all there to do a job, and it's like we're all good at it. So let's just knock it out of the park
I'm glad you
and
said
treat
that.
everyone
Yeah.
awesomely.
If you're good at your
So
job, you're good at your job. It shouldn't matter whether you're a man, woman, or alien. You know what I mean?
Right, for sure. So I think it's great. I hope it continues that way, and I hope it gets to a point where we don't even have to like mention the fact that there's females, or mention like, oh, males are doing really well, or mention females are doing really well. I hope it just gets to a point
They're
where
all wrestlers. They're all personalities.
everyone's doing great, and like that's what really matters.
The best are at the top. It's just like, on a mainstream scale, for anyone who is just watching a WWE product or an AEW product, it is pretty cool that we're nearly a year removed and WrestleMania, the pinnacle of it all, was headlined by women. But I want to get to that point in 5, 10 years. It's like, it's not headlined because, it's the first ever women's main event of WrestleMania or something like that. I just want it to be like, if they're killing it and they're the number one story going into that, they deserve to be headlining. That's how I want it, whether you're a man or a woman. It shouldn't really matter. If you're the best, you're the best, so therefore you get treated as such. So I hope that happens across the board with everything in entertainment. It's just cool to see just people be people. We're all humans at the end of the day, so it shouldn't really matter with gender. So I'm glad you brought that up and everything like that. But with you, what's one thing that you can just kind of tell everybody what to expect from you in 2020?
Honestly, I'm just gonna keep hustling, keep working my butt off, and then hopefully, I just continue to grow, keep getting cooler and cooler interviews, going to different cities, traveling. I'm going to the UK for the very first time this year, which is super, super exciting. I just want to keep like surprising myself with the crap that I'm doing, because that's the coolest part. It's like I never thought I'd be able to do any of this stuff. Whether it was me like paying my own way out. I never thought that I'd do that, but the fact that now it's like for my work and people are sending me places to do stuff, it blows my mind.
That's
So
crazy.
yeah, it's nuts. It's super cool, surreal. So I just hope to keep growing. I hope to keep seeing new places, just keep getting better.
That's so awesome to hear. I hope Australia is on that bucket list. I hope Australia's on
It is. I
it.
want to go so badly, like not to make it sound so like typical, but every time I know like Foley did a tour over there where he brought a bunch of
Yes.
wrestlers, a couple people do, and it's like they always go to these cool farms and see koalas and stuff, and then they like tour around, they do very like touristy things, and I'm like, oh, that'd just be so cool, just a day at
Yes.
the beach. And yeah, I don't know, I watch a lot of travel shows, and it's like that would just be nice. I want to go everywhere.
Got the travel bug then?
Yeah, it's like you get to see the world because of your job. It's
That's a
really
dream.
cool.
It is a
Yeah.
dream. Well, I'm super respectful of your time, and I'm so glad that you took the opportunity to come on today. I thank you so much, and you just a joy to chat with. I hope you just keep killing it, keep doing you, and just keep on getting on that grind, because it's can get a lot, and it's cool to see you kill it. So please take this time to I guess put yourself over it. Where can we find you on Twitter, your website, everything like that, and anything you need to promote? Now's your floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the kind words. I'm really glad we were able to make this happen and do this. So that's awesome. But as far as plugging away, if you guys just type in Alicia too, you'll find my website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my YouTube channel, which has tons of interviews, sit downs. I've been doing this new Skype session with people, which
I
is
love
super
that, by
fun.
the way. It's been really fun to
Thank you.
watch. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a really cool segment. It gives me the opportunity to talk with people around the world that I normally can't see locally at shows. So it's been really fun. My merch store, if you search my name, like everything's on there. Watch MLW. It's such a great, great product. If you're a wrestling fan, you're gonna love it. And otherwise, I guess just keep watching. Hopefully I show up near you. If you see me at a show, please say hello. I have resting bitch face, but I promise I'll always open to talking. I had a fan tell me that. He's like, "Oh, you looked like you were kind of like down." I was like, "No, that's literally just my face. Like, please come over."
Relatable, relatable.
Yep.
Everyone's like, "You're so angry," and I'm like, "I'm actually quite happy, thanks."
Yeah, right. So, no, that's it really though. Just if you knew about me before, that's so awesome. If you're just discovering me now, I hope you liked what you heard. I'm just like a chick who really likes music and really likes wrestling and talks to both of those categories. So
And final question. This will make or break the interview right now. Apple Music or Spotify?
Spotify.
Thank you. Greatest guest I've ever had. Thank you. Well, thank you for your time. I thank everyone for listening. Continue to rate this podcast 5 stars on iTunes. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a like, all of that kind of stuff, and continue to follow me on Twitter at Josh Robinson 00. And until next time, please be kind to one another.